Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
A lot of folks can be high in faith and full of confidence and fully persuaded. We just come out of a, good week's meeting. But buddy, you go where nobody else is believing this, but you and one other guy. Nobody else is expecting this to come to pass. Nobody. You can't go down the block. You can't go a half mile away. Everywhere you go, in every direction, with hundreds of thousands of crying, mad, hopeless people.
That's right.
You think that didn't affect the environment around that place? You think you couldn't feel that when you walked into the camp? Whew. Which is why, personally, I think Joshua and Caleb had to have a little edifying time around the campfire. Is that right? On a pretty regular basis. But it wouldn't just have to be the other person, because as we saw with David, you can encourage yourself. David, his men were talking about killing him. They think they've lost their families forever, their kids, their wives, everybody. They are sick to their heart. Their strength is gone. And human nature. And if you don't have the faith and your heart's not where it should be, you want to blame somebody for it. And so they all said they want to blame David, kill him. And so you talk about not having anybody to support you. Nobody. And he's lost his kids too.
That's right.
And his wives too. And his house is burnt to the ground too.
Yeah, that's right.
And all his wealth that he's built up over the past several years, gone. Everything's gone. They got nothing but ashes and tears. Bible said they had cried till they couldn't cry anymore. And yet, in the middle of that, you know what he did? The Bible said he encouraged himself in the Lord. Until he got built up enough to believe something could happen, that he dared to inquire of the Lord and ask if something could be done. And come to find out, they're all still alive. And the Lord said, go get them. You'll recover all. And they did. Because somebody wouldn't just lay there and cry and feel sorry for themselves. But friend, if you're waiting on somebody else to come prop you up, you can be in trouble. It is true. You not only have to overcome your own fear and doubt that comes against you, you got to overcome other people's.
Amen.
That you're around.
Amen.
Because the enemy will continually try to influence and cause that to get in you.
Right. Amen. Come on.
But only you control what gets in you.
That's right.
Is it true?
Yes.
Are you in Hebrews? Do we make it to Hebrews? Go back to the third chapter. Let me read some. 3 and 6. He said, but Christ is a son over his own house. Whose house are we? If we do what? Hold fast the confidence and the what?
Rejoicing
of the hope firm unto the end. Here's another way you can tell you're in faith. How can you tell people it's in fear and unbelief? Crying. Depressed. Hopeless. How can you tell faith people?
Rejoicing.
Of the hope. Hope means expectation of something good. Rejoicing. If you really expect something good is going to happen and headed your way, you can't stay down. You can't stay, no matter how bad it is right now, just a little while, we're getting out of this.
Yes.
Is that right?
Right.
But if you believe it's never going to be any better, it's only get worse, you have a hard time laughing.
That's right. Come on.
hold fast the confidence and rejoicing of hope firm to the end. Wherefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you'll hear His voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore, I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart, yet they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Now notice, the warning is, don't get hardened.
Yeah.
Do you reckon Joshua and Caleb were ever tempted to get hardened?
Sure they were.
Why do we have to wander around out here? We were ready to go in last year,
right.
5 years ago,
come on.
15 years ago.
Yeah.
We were ready to go in 25 years ago.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
35 years ago, we were ready.
Yeah.
Year after year, what's the temptation? To get disillusioned and get hard. Hard. Hardened through what? Unbelief. Verse 12 says, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Especially the big things. When the Lord shows you something, and He tells you to do something, or He tells you He's given you something, something is yours. Especially the big things. They don't all just happen overnight. Or in a couple of weeks. Or in a couple of months. And you have to maintain faith, even in lousy environments, over the long term. This is why a lot of people don't do it. That's why they don't make it. You've got to maintain in the midst of people laughing at you, mocking you. You understand what I'm saying? Telling you what a fool you are. I mean, Job's own wife, what'd she tell him? Why don't you just get it over with? Right? Wow. Just curse God and die. And get out of here. And he made some mistakes. But even in his confusion and wrong thinking, he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Even though he didn't understand some stuff, his bottom line was, I trust Him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I ain't going anywhere. And I'm not quitting.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
And this is what it takes to get to big things.
Yeah.
And to get to miracles.
Yeah.
A lot of people get excited. Jesus talked about this in what we call the parable of the sower. Didn't He? He compared this word to seed being sown in four different types of ground. And one of them, he said, they receive with joy, but they have no root. And so they just endure. You hear that word, endure? Just for a little while. And then when there's persecution and there's problems because of the word, they cast away their confidence. And no fruit is brought to perfection. Now see, here's an example of a person who heard the word, got the revelation of it, got excited, had faith, was believing God great. Until time passed by, didn't look like it's happening, it's not going to happen, and they got weary and they quit. And they gave up and they draw back. And the Bible said, the Lord said, I have no pleasure in them that draw back. Why? Because He wants you to receive.
Yes.
One of the big reasons, it gives Him no pleasure for us to come short of what He's bought and paid for and wants us to have. Skip on down to the fourth chapter and the sixth verse. Seeing therefore it remains that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in. Why?
Unbelief.
Why didn't they get in?
Unbelief.
Because the walls were too big. Because
no.
The giants were too tough.
No.
Next generation proved.
Yeah.
That wasn't it. Why? they didn't enter in because of unbelief. Now, this is an interesting word here. This word unbelief appears two or three times in the previous third chapter, and it just means they didn't believe. This is a little different word, and it means they couldn't be persuaded. That's why it's evil. Unpersuadable. Couldn't persuade them. You know, Thomas was experiencing some of that, wasn't he? When they told him, "We've seen the Lord," and he said, "I don't care what you say, unless I can see Him and touch Him and put my hand on His body, I will not believe." What is that? Unpersuadable. Not can't. I will not. Why couldn't they get in?
Unbelief.
"Let us labor, therefore," verse 11, "to enter into that rest, lest any man should fall after the same example of unbelief." Thank God, the faith that we have, if we'll hold on to it, is a sustaining faith. I said it's a sustaining faith.
Amen.
It's a faith that will not only stay, if you'll just hold on to it, will sustain you all through your life. It is a faith you can die with. It is a faith that is not even interrupted when you stop breathing. It is a faith. It comes out of God. It's a measure of His faith. So it exists in both dimensions, material and spirit. It exists in all time realms, this time and time to come. You ought not have a faith that wouldn't stay with you through death.
Come on.
That you couldn't die with.
That's right.
We should live by faith.
Come on.
And we should die by faith.
Yes.
Jesus demonstrated it when He hung on the cross, didn't He?
That's right.
What did He say? "Father, into Your hands I commit my spirit." And He breathed His last breath. And His spirit left His body. Died in faith. Hallelujah. Came back a few days later. Is that right? Picked up His body. Which is what you and I are going to do too. Somebody say, "I live by faith. And I'm going to die by faith." You need to overcome fear. Oh, death, 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 I'm dying. Quit looking at that and look up where you're going.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 7th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God.
Faith to God who gives me.